go. Midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Hello, everybody. Tom Fairbanks, my buddy, engineering and producing on the other side of the glass on this Wednesday, September the 27th. Excuse me, the 28th. Off by a day, and that's pretty darn important if you live in Florida, because...
Do you say, and away we go in the midst of a hurricane?
Yeah, maybe that was the wrong terminology, and also getting the day right is very important today, because this will be an historic storm, Tom, breaking all sorts of records. When you get a storm surge of 12 to 18 feet, some of the previous... Cat 4s that have hit have had storm surges 4 to 8 feet. So
18 feet is like three stories.
Yeah.
Like a three-story building.
Yeah, that's almost like the waves that hit the Aleutian Islands a couple of weeks ago that were six stories high. But anyway, I lived through a hurricane once back in 1996 on the island of St. Martin, and maybe we'll bring that up when we have our travel talk with Ryan Hansen coming up at 12:30. The Buckmaster Show, broadcasting from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. We love Green Things, and remember, the parking lot sale is still on. Great bargains at Green Things this week. The radio station that we are coming to you on is 1030 KVOI. Pretty easy to remember our call letters, like K Voice, Tucson's trusted voice for news and talk. We have worldwide live listening. That means if you're near a computer, you can go to buckmastershow.com, and we piggyback the live feed, the 24/7 feed at kvoi.com. When we do our telephone interviews, and the first half of the show will be on the live line. The live line's presented by Rincon Ventures, real estate and property management. Adelita Grijalva is patiently waiting for me to introduce her. Democrat Adelita Grijalva, a member of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, representing Supervisorial District Number 5. She assumed office January 1, 2021, and she wears another public service hat. Adelita is also an at-large member of the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board, where she is currently serving as the board president. She assumed office 20 years ago in 2002. Her current term is winding down. Just a few matter of months now, and at the end of the year, she will no longer be on the TUSD board. Adelita, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Bill?
Doing well. I was just reflecting, and I had Tom ask you during the news how many board, how many superintendents have you served under, and I guess you came up with the number 7.
Whoa.
Yep,
I was doing the numbers, and actually Dr. Trujillo, who is our superintendent in TUSD now, has been serving since 2017 to the present, so that's 6 years. So that's the longest that I've been able to work with the same superintendent in the 20 years that I've been here, so I think that's a good sign.
And, you know, we did have a lot of turnover. There was a period there where it seemed like superintendents were just, it was a revolving door. Dr. Trujillo seemed, and this the election of the current board a year or two ago, seems to have brought stability to this board. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. I think this is the, while I have served with many wonderful board members, I do think that this board is really focused on student achievement and on really promoting our district and improving it. We're not lockstep in, you know, there's a certain number of us that are going to vote together. I do think that we have disagreements on issues, but they're respectful. And it's been a pleasure to work with this board. And I do think that because we have a more stable board and people that are dedicated to the right causes and the right reasons to be on a governing board is why we've had a superintendent for the last 6 years and hopefully longer.
Think of all the ups and downs that this district has gone through in the last 20 years, weathering the pandemics, and then the situation with student achievement. I mean, on and on it goes, and maybe we can touch a little bit on that later in our interview. But I do want to begin with something that's been in the news about security. And I know Dr. Trujillo takes this very seriously, and we've talked about it on his kind of monthly or every other month visits with us. And he talked about back in July that the district safety team was going to be prioritizing making improvements to school campuses that included external fencing, surveillance cameras, keyless entry systems. There was going to be hiring some more security guards. And I know the Arizona Daily Star was trying to find out specifics about where these new safety implementations have been made. But what is the feeling? Why did the district's general counsel tell the Star that they did not feel detailing the facility security, it would be a risk?
Well, because we're releasing information that is site specific, and we don't want to potentially compromise the safety of our campuses. If we say this campus A over here needs a much higher fence because it's really low, and just kind of advertise that information, I don't think that any of those campuses would feel especially thankful to the district for highlighting that. And so we do have an expenditure request, a package that is coming to the board on October 25th. That will really highlight a lot of what we're going to be specifically targeting on different campuses. That assessment has been ongoing. And, you know, we have many campuses, including those that don't have students but have employees. And so we're prioritizing our schools, obviously, and just trying to keep our campuses as safe as possible in a time that is incredibly stressful for a lot of schools.
Kind of gives the bad guys, if it were to be publicized, are you saying, kind of gives the bad people an idea where maybe the soft spots would be in security?
Like a blueprint, for example. Let's say, for example, we highlight the fact that the cameras are out on a certain school in the back. Should that be a news story? I would argue no. So
yeah.
I think that's what we were talking about. And it's not, you know, obviously the expenditures, all of that is always public information. And once those repairs are done, I'm sure that we can go ahead and highlight all of the work that we've done. But in the meantime, and while it's in process, I am glad as a parent of children on two different campuses that, you know, we're not highlighting where the needs are at this moment.
But you are moving forward with the additional 6 armed security guards.
We did. That okay. was we voted on that about a month and a half ago to have school safety on site for more training. But really, it's for more training and for professional development for all of our employees, because a handful of people isn't going to make a difference in a district our size. It's important for us to make sure that all employees have some understanding of what the safety concerns are, where to call, who to call if they are concerned about something. And I think that our school safety is doing a good job in preparing our employees for that training.
And the changes were made after that brawl at Tucson High, the magnet school in May, weren't they?
Well, this is the irony, is that we've been talking about it for a long time. So it really didn't, it just sort of, there was a point in time in our district, in that specific school, where there was a situation. But, you know, having discussions about school safety and what we can do to ensure safety for our employees and staff, that's been something that is discussed regularly since the time I've been on the board.
Let's talk a little bit about this. TUSD will be investing more than $8 million in its preschool programs in the next year. This was articulated in today's paper in the Star. I guess is it two particular grants that will make up these funds?
Yes, it's two specific grants, but then we also have funding that we're bringing forward. Pima County is investing in expanding to an additional 8 preschools with our Pima County PEEPS funding. And so it's been a wonderful time to be on both boards, to be able to dedicate the funding to the preschools and then get the information about how they're opening. And we're increasing capacity on, you know, those campuses that didn't have a preschool. So it's very exciting.
How about the pay package, the retention stipends?
Yeah, well, you know, these funds have to be expended by the 23rd, and they're specific to preschool. So I think that, I mean, that targeting is important. We've had an issue, like many other systems have had issues with employee retention, but also attracting employees. And so it's a pretty healthy, you know, package. This is a good time to be an employee in TUSD.
Because there was compensation increases at the start of this school year for pretty much everybody at TUSD, correct? Teachers and support personnel, everybody got a bump.
Correct. Everyone on the school campus, everyone received a bump. And so they'll be, after every semester, employees will get an additional $2,500 if they're a full-time employee, and then it sort of scales down depending if you're part-time or less than that. So, but everyone will have a bump at the end of every semester. And so for the next three semesters, and then our those that sign on to be part of our preschool program will receive an additional bump.
Before we talk about Mona's Danish Bakery, Adelita, put your Pima County supervisor hat on for a moment. We're speaking about hiring and bumps in pay. Pima County desperately needs people, and there's going to be, I want to get this out to the public, there will be a job resource fair Saturday in the Flowing Wells area. It will be at the Flowing Wells Community Center, 1660 West Ruthroff Road. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of openings that will be, folks can come out. About a dozen local companies will be on hand to recruit potential employees.
Yes, I think it's great. And I'm really glad that we're focusing energy on bringing people in. We have, just like most large systems, you have a lot of people that are near or at retirement age. And so while we're not expecting a big exodus, I do think it's important for us to bring people into the system and have them get trained and take advantage of the expertise that is here in-house. We have some wonderful people in Pima County, and we just need to attract more people.
All right, Adelita, could you go for like a Danish right now or a chocolate croissant or what? What's it?
I did miss breakfast, so a croissant sounds great.
Yeah, well, Mona's Danish Bakery could take care of you. Mona's open right now for lunch. They're located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. They're home of the Danish Kringle, and that Danish Kringle is a very light and flaky fruit-filled pastry that will be something that you will never forget. And once you have one, you'll want more. Mona's is open right now for lunch, and they open for breakfast 6:30. Tuesday through Saturday, open at 7 in the morning. On Sunday, they are closed on Monday. Their website's monasdanishbakery.com. We'll talk some more with Adelita Grijalva, Pima County Supervisor, and the current president of the TUSD Governing Board. We'll talk about student achievement. Are we starting to make up some lost ground that really, really, the erosion during the pandemic was really not a good thing in many areas, like certainly math and reading. We'll talk with Adelita after that. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. GreenThingsAZ.com is the website. And once again, this week they are continuing their parking lot sale. Jan and Jack are the owners, and Jan sent me over some information. Really great buys right now. 10-inch hanging perennial baskets, $9.99. Pretty darn good. How about a 15-gallon fig tree, 8 foot and taller, for $80? So great buys right now over at Green Things. They are at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. When you're there on their beautiful 13-acre site, remember the Mexican Talavera pottery. They have a lot of it there. I'd say it's the best selection in Arizona. Go out on a limb and I'll say that, but I'm pretty sure it is the biggest and best selection of Talavera pottery. All right, let's continue now with our discussion about education and maybe a little bit about the Pima County Board of Supervisors. Adelita Grijalva is with us. She is the District 5 supervisor on the five-member board of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, and Adelita will be wrapping up 20 years at the end of this year. On the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board, she is the current board president. You know, despite COVID-19's continued disruption of the learning throughout the state of Arizona in the 2021-22 school year, I see that scores statewide, according to the Arizona Department of Education, have actually gone up a couple of points, Adelita.
I don't know how much I would rely on that, because the previous scores during COVID, testing was optional. So
oh,
I don't know how many students You know, they're at home. We can't really compel them if they're not into doing it. And a lot of parents, rightly so, I think I was one of them, especially for my youngest, that the whole concept of testing was just really stressing him out. And, you know, they're already stressed and isolated at home. And so I think a few parents opted not to require their children to participate in that. So, some of those scores, I think, after coming back from COVID, you know, you have to sort of take them with a grain of salt.
I think it was end of March in earlier this year, 2022, that the board got a report that some students in the district were actually years behind in math and reading. And here we are now, the end of September. I'm just wondering if you've had any kind of updates. Are we starting to catch up a little bit, Adelita?
We are having site-based assessments, and so teachers are always doing that, and schools are always doing that, just to sort of see how the different targeted interventions are working. Every school has targeted interventions. Students have individualized plans, and so I'm hoping that the next time we get some data back, we'll show some gains.
What's the big story during your 20-year tenure on the board? Would it be coming out of the desegregation suit and all that went with that?
That has to be a really significant accomplishment for our district. You know, over 40 years of court oversight, we still have agreed to a process to make sure that we are getting public input. But really, this is the first time that the five elected members with the superintendent and staff are going to be able to make decisions based on what's in the best interest of our schools and our local district. And that's really I think we're going to see some really positive results from that, especially the accountability piece, because while we are the elected officials and we're held accountable to a lot of the decisions, some of those decisions were out of our hands.
All right. Let's see if we can work in a quick call. And we have Doug Martin with us on the live line. Doug, the former owner of this particular radio station and the current owner of Good News Communications, Public Relations. Doug, you're with Adelita Grijalva.
Thanks, Bill. And Supervisor, I appreciate your service to our community. And I wanted to ask you a question because I'm on the Cradle to Career Council, and I know you're familiar with that, but we were looking at the data on what is going on with kids that were left behind, you know, during the pandemic, and it was pretty disturbing data. And I mean, some of the kids are a couple of years behind. There's kids that didn't even check in, and I know you know all the information, but I think there's about a third of the kids that, you know, could be left behind, the most vulnerable kids in our community. And so I wanted to ask you, I think you're probably familiar with the Restart Smart program that Higher Ground's doing. I wanted to see if there's anything moving forward with that to help these kids get caught up.
Yeah, well, we're actually working. Restart Smart is in, I believe, two of our schools. And I speak with Jansen Azarias, the director, fairly regularly. We're also looking to try to find a way to incorporate Restart Smart in with the Pima County Health Department and looking for funding to do that in order, because we do know that resources are important and necessary in order to add some additional programs. But I was able to visit a campus, and I went to Utterback, and, you know, the partnership there between Higher Ground and Restart Smart and TUSD has been really positive. And so they have some really amazing data and good examples of how different community groups can come into schools and provide supports that are non-traditional for a school setting.
Doug, did you have a quick follow-up?
I appreciate that, and I think that's super important, because if these kids do not catch up, we know they're going to end up, many of them being statistics, where they don't graduate from high school. You know, they end up in, you know, either prison or poverty or, you know, drugs. It's not a good scene when we project this, you know, a few years from now. So I think it is super important that we get these programs going now. Otherwise, these kids are going to be left behind.
Right. And we also have the situation where we have students that leave our district for whatever reason. Sometimes we have charters that offer them, you know, free laptops or, you know, there's different incentives to go and kind of look at like the, what's new and shiny. And then those students come back to us. Some of them are not in a traditional school environment, and then they come back to our system. And once we do some of those assessments, we realize that there's a lot of learning lost. And so with the pandemic, you had definitely issues with access all over our community. But then we also have that added situation. And so a lot of students that have exceptional needs go off to different schools for, you know, different learning experiences. They end up coming back to our district, and then we provide those services that they've been missing for several years.
Okay, Doug, thank you for checking in with us. And Adelita, we're going to let you go, and all the best to you. We'll be speaking with you primarily in your role as a Pima County supervisor the next time we get together. So all the best to you, and congratulations, 20 years on the TUSD board, Adelita. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm still a TUSD parent and community member, so
there you go.
We'll both be reading a lot about the district.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a good one, Bill.
All right. We're going to take a break right here. Travel Talk with Ryan Hansen coming up next after an update on the nasty hurricane, Hurricane Ian. Whoa, big time. Be right back.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Time for our insider travel talk on the Buckmaster Show with our travel contributor and my friend Ryan Hansen, President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel, the premier travel agency, and they didn't get off the bus yesterday. They've been around since 1976, the Bon Voyage Travel Experts. My goodness, if you take all the cumulative knowledge of these travel experts at Bon Voyage, it would be hundreds and hundreds of years. These people are standing by right now. They will, and they want to do it, create a trip of a lifetime for you. 3 Southern Arizona offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley and Oro Valley, bvtravel.com. First stop in making your travel dreams come true. Rhino, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about you?
Doing well. This is a monster storm that has now come ashore in a, I don't want to say sparsely populated, because Fort Myers is a pretty good sized city. I mean, this is, I mean, it could have been like Tampa, which would have been worse, but still, this is a monster storm.
Yeah, and just a few days ago, there was some concern that Miami Lauderdale area was going to get hit. So you're talking tourist destination, you're talking very highly dense populated areas, plus major cruise ports of call. And so a lot of cruise lines have adjusted itineraries. We've seen airlines just flat out cancel some flights to that area just to avoid the ultimate challenge, which we've all been presented with, those changes of itineraries at the last minute. The weather system just did not look good. So if you did have a trip planned, you probably had a flight cancellation or at least a change of a couple of days, which makes sense. But these storms, these are unforeseen circumstances that come up every now and then. And, you know, even Fiona not that long ago was causing problems up into the Canada-New England area as well.
Yeah, strongest storm ever really to hit Atlantic Canada, or Canada for that matter. This is one more reason why I would strongly suggest people have a travel advisor and hopefully somebody at Bon Voyage.
Yeah, this is where we shine. And we talked to our staff about this, and you mentioned it. Our staff, well-versed in destinations, well-versed in how to get you to places, some of those hidden gems along the way. One of the things that maybe we don't talk about enough, because it's a negative, but it's a true thing in travel, advocacy when something goes wrong. And by all means, we know sometimes the airlines may do something wrong, the cruise lines may do something wrong, but in this case, no one's done anything wrong. It's an act of God. And isn't it nice to have an expert, to have an advocate, to have an ally there to help you through it, to make alternate plans, to seek an advocacy and refunding for issues and situations. So you would do that in your normal life every day here, or you'd go to somebody for help if they knew more about it, get me through this. That's how we view it at Bon Voyage. This is our time to shine.
Yeah, and the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area kind of is the cruise destination, where folks, you know, usually the cruises in Florida will leave from that area. However, Tampa has also become a cruise center as well.
Yeah, Florida is really the hub of cruise activity globally, right?
Really.
It's not just even in North America, but globally there's more ships sailing in and out of the Florida ports of call than anywhere else in the world. And almost every cruise line has had some type of a replacement in the last couple of days for ports of call down in the Caribbean, or even departures that could be impacted on both sides of the state when you're talking about Miami, Fort Lauderdale on the east side, Tampa on the west.
All sorts of news, travel news, since we caught up with you a week, it's actually been about a month since we talked with you. Canada now is going to make it even easier to visit. Ann and I are actually headed up to Banff and Lake Louise, one of my top 25 destinations. Going to be leaving in a week or so. And now to go up to Canada, this would be our first visit up there since the pandemic. They have dropped the vaccine requirement.
Right, and you had to have that documented prior to arrival in what they call Arrive Can, or
and it
Arrive
was causing
Canada.
All sorts of, from what I understand, delays at customs.
Yeah, for sure. It made that experience that much more challenging. And at the time that they instituted this protocol, it made sense, right? You were willing to take that on to the means to an end, to your vacation. But now that that things are lessening and we're getting a little bit further along, as of tomorrow, the Arrive Can vaccine requirement is optional. If you want to go ahead and put that information in, you can. But that being dropped, significant news for North American travelers to make that easier. On the tail end, and we'll have missed the primary Alaska season, as you and I talk a lot, Alaska season, April through the month of September. So it'll miss the Alaska season, but a huge impact in booking and thinking about Alaska for next year. And when you're cruising, you're going to touch a Canadian port. court.
Yes.
As we have talked a lot about, having this requirement be taken off of your most important things to get done list, I think will give people more freedom and more confidence in traveling to Alaska for next year.
How about cruising generally, the requirement for COVID?
Yeah, vaccine requirements almost across the board are being dropped by cruise lines globally. There are some parts of the world that still have some vaccine requirements on a cruise, but note this, it's not the cruise line's decision in many of, if not all of those cases. It is the country in which they are coming in the port of call. So the port says, if you come here, you have to have a ship full of vaccinated passengers. That's when the vaccine requirement now is being kept in place. But across the board, doesn't matter the cruise line, right? Norwegian Cruise Line on more of a contemporary sailing to all the way up to the luxury players are providing a vaccine-free, at least you don't, it's not a requirement to get on and off ship. And they're reducing the testing. There's still a little bit of testing depending on where you're at in the world. There could be still a few masking requirements on some flights depending on some regional carriers. So still pack your flexibility. There still could be some testing. If you show symptoms on a cruise ship, they're going to test you. You're not going to be able to skirt that. And if you test positive, there still are protocols in place. Every cruise line is holding back staterooms for that quarantine, for that, to keep the crew and the passengers that are not positive as safe as possible.
But river cruising looks very strong for 2023.
Yeah, it has. It was on a rise right before the pandemic, and it has continued to do so. More river ships being built. And what we don't talk enough about, Bill, is there's rivers beyond Europe that are exciting destinations that maybe you haven't thought about. When you think river cruise, you might think the typical Rhine, Danube, Seine, Rhone. You know, those are the ones that you really think, and that's where 85% of the river cruises go. But the Mekong is an unbelievable experience, and what I would say maybe the best way to see Vietnam and Cambodia is to go with a river cruise company and sail the Mekong. You can sail the Yangtze when China opens back up, if and when that happens.
Right.
I've done that trip. I would highly recommend that. We were talking off air.
Yeah.
The Nile. Egypt is starting to become a more popular destination. I would recommend a river cruise for that because you have an escorted feeling. You have people looking out for you, and then your accommodations are just going to be spectacular on the Nile River.
Do you know if Vietnam has had very strict requirements? I mean, that sounds very tempting, river cruise.
The
in that
entire
area.
Asia, Pan-Asia geography sector has been more protocol-driven longer. You know, Australia, New Zealand, if you throw them into that same mix, the protocols were very strict and lasted longer, but Vietnam, Cambodia are starting to pull back, as has Australia, New Zealand. Australia, New Zealand is open for business, and that is another fantastic destination that, while it's a 15-hour flight from L.A. to Sydney, it is worth it. It is absolutely a great destination that you couldn't go to. They were completely locked down away from visitation for 2 years.
And they have, and people don't think of this very often here in the United States, but once you get to Sydney, they have a very robust cruising operation in Australia. You can go to some incredible places like Bali, New Caledonia in the South Pacific, some really interesting and tempting places.
Yeah, a great launching point.
Very much so.
To hit that. And you'd have to hit New Zealand. And I say that in a good way. Like, you want to go to New Zealand.
Yep.
One of the best movie filming destinations in the world, right? The backdrops of the landscape of New Zealand. And you can go on trips that we can plan that take you to some of those destinations that are the movie backdrops of Lord of the Rings or Star Wars or some of the other fantastic movies that are out there, and kind of tie in maybe a different passion into your travels, which we love doing that. We love combining passions.
And if you want to, and I hope you would, if you're on your way to New Zealand ask for a stopover in the incredible Cook Islands, one of my favorite places. The main island is Rarotonga, kind of like Hawaii. I mean, it's south of the equator, about the same equidistance that Hawaii is north of the equator. Similar, but absolutely beautiful, the Cook Islands.
Yeah, Hawaii has such an allure to the main contiguous state dwellers, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks Hawaii, and that's a good and a bad thing. Proximal, price-wise, easy transition because it's still in the same country, right? But if you've been to Honolulu recently, everybody in the contiguous 48, were there with you.
I know.
And we know that the Cook Islands, Tahiti, Fiji, some of those destinations are about Hawaii of 40 years ago.
Very much so. It's less dense.
It's
a good way
population.
To put it, actually, with Cook Islands, the main island, Rarotonga. Would be like, I'm sure, Hawaii was 40 or 50 years ago.
Yeah, much less populous and more relaxing, which who isn't up for that?
Yeah, okay, we're going to take a break right here. It's Travel Talk with Ryan Hansen on the Buckmaster Show. Be right back, and we'll talk about, is inflation going to impact travelers? New surveys are indicating the pent-up demand is going to carry on, and people still are going to budget. They're going to budget for their travel. We'll talk with Rhino about that after this.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We are also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
The way we vote in Pima County is changing. Are you ready? The League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson invites you to visit ReadySetVoteTucson.com to learn about new vote centers for easier in-person voting, new voting districts, and changes to the early voting list. Get ready to vote at ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. That's ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Get ready to vote.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations, they receive no government funding. please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We send a lot of the Buckmaster Show listeners over to Silver City. And if you're looking for a great three-day getaway for a long weekend, even a couple of days, this time of year is so perfect over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. New Mexico in the autumn. Well, it's the land of enchantment, and it's very enchanting, especially in October. I love to go to New Mexico in October. 74 degrees, perfect right now in Silver City. Start your planning by going to their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org, for where to stay, the great places in the area, and all sorts of recreation opportunities. We are talking about recreation opportunities and travel opportunities with our once a month travel talk with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen, the Bon Voyage Travel. Ryan, New York Times says travelers are not going to be discouraged by inflation. TripAdvisor did a huge survey, 2,700 people. 60% of Americans say they plan to travel this fall compared to 54% of respondents last year. And here's the big one. Travel is not going to be one of those things that they will pull back on, according to the people that did the survey.
Yeah, we're seeing the same thing, right? There is definitely the demand, the pent-up demand that was forced on everybody's hand by losing your vacation. I have not talked to anybody that doesn't have their COVID casualty vacation story. Oh, mm-hmm. We were planning to go. We were mm-hmm. going to be on this cruise, or we were going to be in the Caribbean and we had to cancel. Mm-hmm. And that sits in everybody's craw. That was taken away from them, right? The freedom of movement that we all kind of, I don't know, the spirit of an American is to explore the frontiers of the world. And be it domestically, if you want to travel domestically, or internationally, we're seeing the same thing. And while we watch the stock market and the inflation market, it does have an impact on the cost of things, right? Sure. Airline tickets are up, some fuel pricing, it definitely impacts the cruise industry. But what we are seeing is that the passion and the desire for travel, everything you said about those respondents is true, is overtaking it. And it's a reprioritization of your budget. And thankfully for us, obviously in the business, vacation travel is not being stricken from your budgetary list as you look forward.
And this article in the Times said cruise deals are still plentiful. That's a quote.
Yeah, they are plentiful because cruise lines have purposely brought back their ships to full capacity in mm-hmm. fleet size, and they have slowly been bringing back the on-ship capacities to 100%. And so they were doing that intentionally with COVID protocols coming out of it now. They feel more confident, and the numbers and the science are leading them to say, we can sail with a higher capacity than what we have been for the last year. And so there are cabins to be had, and the cruise lines want to fill them. And obviously not sailing for 18 months, mm-hmm. the cruise lines are willing to sail for a little bit less per day to make sure that people get back on the product and, mm-hmm. and recognize the safety and the excitement of a cruise and the value of a cruise. And so there still are deals to be had. But know this, if you have an interest in a specific destination, a specific time of year, a specific cruise line, planning ahead is always better. Waiting for that last minute deal, you may strike it rich, you may get lucky, but if you've got those other parameters based on your lifestyle and what you want out of the vacation, plan ahead.
Destination, kind of special destination travel is becoming a really big deal. The pandemic had a lot of us thinking, you know, well, maybe I shouldn't postpone that trip I've always wanted to do to, like, East Africa. I've always wanted to see an elephant or a giraffe in the wild. Maybe I shouldn't postpone that trip I've always wanted to go down to Rio or the Patagonia region of Argentina. Maybe you've always wanted to, like, cruise the Hawaiian Islands. This is the time to think about, make the plans now for the summer or whatever.
Yeah, or your big celebration,
big,
right?
Celebration.
An anniversary,
yeah.
A birthday. That, and like you've said, everybody had something taken away, but something special that you have said, oh, we'll get to that, honey. You know, we'll plan for that later. Now is a great time. And boy, you hit on some iconic high bucket list destinations, safari, to witness the great migration on the Maasai Mara from a hot air balloon. Come on, that's got to be on almost everybody's list. So Kenya should be on your list. But what a different safari experience in South Africa. And I know you have a love for Victoria Falls and,
oh my
and
goodness,
everything that great natural phenomenon of the water. It just, Niagara has its own touches. But Victoria Falls is a much, I mean, you can stay in the hotels right off the falls,
yeah,
and really experience it full circle.
I'm really into iconic kind of the Grand Dame hotels, like the Fairmont Chateau Lake Louise or Banff Springs, or at Victoria Falls, the Victoria Falls Hotel, which out on the patio, you see the steam rising from the falls. You can actually hear the falls from the Victoria Falls Hotel.
Oh, what, that's a full experience, right? One of the other iconic hotels I have had the pleasure of staying at is the Sir Stamford Hotel in Circular Quay in Sydney Harbor.
Mm.
And I had a special room because I had planned the trip for the group that we were on, so they gave me a special room. So you can actually stay in this room at the Sir Stamford.
Mm.
And out of one window, you've got this beautiful view of the Sydney Harbor Bridge. Out of another big picture window is the Opera House. And you face it. It is an unbelievable sight. These are two tremendously viewed, photographed, places and iconic buildings, and in a bridge standpoint. And I love those big, great hotels that put you in places that you will be the talk of the town at your dinner party when you're saying that was my view outside my window.
And if folks are interested about my top 25 list, it's on my Facebook page, Bill Buckmaster. And I had one friend say, Bill, look at all these places you've been. Look at the money that you have spent. And then I'm going, you know, I wouldn't trade that for anything. I mean, these are priceless memories.
Yeah, that's right. And there's lots of things people want to spend their money on. And I do believe travel is more a part of that wallet of your expendable income. And what you just said, you can buy a tchotchke, you can buy a car, you can buy houses. Those are all wonderful things. Mm-hmm. But these shared experiences, it's not just the memory you have in your mind, but you and Anne, I'm sure, could write a book, right, mm-hmm, about these special memories that the two of you shared together at Lake Louise or at the Great Barrier Reef or in St. Martin. I know you've been to almost every Caribbean
Kenya
island.
I mean, my goodness, St. Martin, one memory is the hurricane. We spent 18 hours, many hours in the bathtub in the hotel.
Yeah, and you've lived to tell about it.
We took an 18-hour hit on Hurricane Bertha in 1996, but we lived to tell about it.
Is that one reason why you're now residing in Tucson?
Yeah, that's the reason. We don't have hurricanes here. Anyway, Ryan, where can people find out more about if they want to do a trip?
Yeah, the best place to start is our website, bvtravel.com, but you can also call us at 797-1110. We've got specialists and experts ready to help you plan the trip that would be right in line with these unforgettable memories.
Safe travels to you, Rhino. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. On behalf of Ryan Hansen and Tom Fairbanks, engineering and producing the show, Bill Buckmaster saying, hope you have a great afternoon.